Listening. For items 1 to 10, listen to the interview with a woman engineer and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true, A, or false, B, according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
For our next guest on A Woman's World, I'd like to welcome to the program Lindsay Barron, Head of Engineering at Swift Aerospace, a very good example of a woman in a man's world.
Good morning.
Lindsay, you're an engineer, but why did you become one? What got you interested?
Well, from a young age, I was always interested in how things work. I chose engineering as a career because I wanted to make things better. Engineering isn't just about testing theories and building models. It's about designing new products and finding new uses for old products. I want to improve the way the world works.
Interesting. And could you tell me a bit about your training?
Well, I studied engineering at university. I was the only woman in the mechanical engineering department.
So how was that?
Well, at first, I felt a bit uncomfortable, but after a while it didn't bother me. People got used to me, and I was treated like anyone else. In fact, sometimes it was a bit of an advantage, because people like to have me in their team.
You're head of engineering now. How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I started in a test lab for airplanes. I did stress and fatigue tests there. Basically, I broke things. Doing that sort of research is very important, as it tells you what loads the structures can carry. Then I went into airplane design. I worked on all areas of commercial planes before moving into project management in the aircraft industry.
Could you tell me a bit more about what you do now?
Sure. These days I mainly work in project management. I take ideas for projects and investigate their feasibility. That means I see if the projects are possible to carry out. Next, I develop the objectives and estimate the cost of the project. Then I help the people working on the project to meet their deadlines. I have to make sure projects come in on budget and on schedule.
Now you're head of department and I guess in charge of a lot of men. How do you find that?
Well, it wasn't too easy at first. I had to prove myself. When they could see that I had good practical experience and ability, everything was fine.
I suppose that's true of anyone who's in charge. Okay, Lindsay, finally, what's the best thing about being an engineer?
That's an easy one to answer. I love the challenge of finding solutions to problems. I hope that what I do improves people's lives. For me, engineering is fun, exciting, and satisfying. So let's have more women in engineering in the future.
Thank you very much, Lindsay.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
For our next guest on A Woman's World, I'd like to welcome to the program Lindsay Barron, Head of Engineering at Swift Aerospace, a very good example of a woman in a man's world.
Good morning.
Lindsay, you're an engineer, but why did you become one? What got you interested?
Well, from a young age, I was always interested in how things work. I chose engineering as a career because I wanted to make things better. Engineering isn't just about testing theories and building models. It's about designing new products and finding new uses for old products. I want to improve the way the world works.
Interesting. And could you tell me a bit about your training?
Well, I studied engineering at university. I was the only woman in the mechanical engineering department.
So how was that?
Well, at first, I felt a bit uncomfortable, but after a while it didn't bother me. People got used to me, and I was treated like anyone else. In fact, sometimes it was a bit of an advantage, because people like to have me in their team.
You're head of engineering now. How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I started in a test lab for airplanes. I did stress and fatigue tests there. Basically, I broke things. Doing that sort of research is very important, as it tells you what loads the structures can carry. Then I went into airplane design. I worked on all areas of commercial planes before moving into project management in the aircraft industry.
Could you tell me a bit more about what you do now?
Sure. These days I mainly work in project management. I take ideas for projects and investigate their feasibility. That means I see if the projects are possible to carry out. Next, I develop the objectives and estimate the cost of the project. Then I help the people working on the project to meet their deadlines. I have to make sure projects come in on budget and on schedule.
Now you're head of department and I guess in charge of a lot of men. How do you find that?
Well, it wasn't too easy at first. I had to prove myself. When they could see that I had good practical experience and ability, everything was fine.
I suppose that's true of anyone who's in charge. Okay, Lindsay, finally, what's the best thing about being an engineer?
That's an easy one to answer. I love the challenge of finding solutions to problems. I hope that what I do improves people's lives. For me, engineering is fun, exciting, and satisfying. So let's have more women in engineering in the future.
Thank you very much, Lindsay.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers.